I want to thank the sponsors of this year, David Adelson, who throughout has been mechazik this year, Le'ilui Nishmas, his father, Rav Shlomi Yehuda Aryeh, Ben Rav Yomim David, Zichron Levracha, Svi Nes, the Yahrzeit of his mother, Rochel, Bas Avram Halevi, and Jay Gelman, in honor of Yitzchak Yoyer and Yehuda Aryeh for all the Steigning in Torah.
Beautiful.
Continue to Steig and we should only simplest together. Whenever we're learning Torah, whenever a Jew has a thought of Torah, he's entering into the Beis HaMikdash. When we're learning the Inyan of Kedushas Yisrael, of Taharas and Mishpacha, so then we're entering into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Cheder Hayrosi, which is the Kodesh Kedoshim of Yiddishkeit. I decided that during the Shavuot, these weeks, this time of the year, that we should try to spend some time reviewing these siddurim in these halachas, the dinei hachakis, in Hilchos Nida. Which, when it comes to the women, of course, is vital that they keep up and review all the time, and they're living that. And they're living the halachas. When it comes to the men, to begin with, as chasanim, a lot of the learning was very, very sketchy, very unclear. There were other things going on. And I have, through discussions and things that I've seen over the years, seen that there's a tremendous amount of shikha, of even if there was some knowledge which was sketchy to begin with, that's also fafalm, that's gone. And the men, to a large extent, are depending upon the erlichkeit of their wives, which, thank God, that's what they depend on. But it's not an eitzah. The eitzah is for us to know, to learn, and these halachas need constant review. Not all the halachas in Hilchos Nida, that's years and years of work. To learn Hilchos Nida properly would be that we would sit down every single day and we'd have a Seder for 2-3 hours in Tur Shulchan Aruch. And to learn properly. That's how we learn Shulchan Aruch. But that's not what we're icing in now, and that's not what's most crucial for this time. As far as the hachokas are concerned, meaning, as we'll speak about in a moment, as far as the hachokas are concerned, that we have to be very, 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 we have to be very refreshed in the sugya of the hachokas. And with most married men, it becomes, over the years, stale, forgotten, and so on. There are a few Helig HaBachrim here, so it'll be a little bit of a hachana. In these dinim, we're not talking about things that are inappropriate in any way. My intention is that there should be at least four or five shiurim on this inyan. And the first shiur that we're going to have now is by way of Hakdama. I find that most people don't understand what this is, the inyan of Hachakis. So you'll excuse me if there's anybody for whom this is too elementary. I apologize. I would enjoy to go much more deeply into the sugyas, but it's not. We don't have the time for that kind of a shiur. So the first one is going to be more b'teres hakdama, and then we're going to be learning in Mitzvah over the next few shiurim, very, very, very much l'maisa, the Shittas of Moshe, and the Mechas Yitzchak, and Rav Yosef, and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and the Be'er Moshe, the Abed Sinarov, to learn the halachas, b'poil, l'maisa, to review, that we should be able, Be'ez Hashem, to have homes of Kedusha, and to give that over to our children, to our grandchildren. Let's begin. What's the makar? What's the source of this extraordinary stringency that we have when it comes to Hilchos Nida, when it comes to Taharas HaMishpacha, that not only is an actual relationship forbidden with the Nida, with the wife who's a Nida, but there are there are such extraordinary hachokis that the Torah creates a distance between the husband and wife. What's the source of all of this? The two psukim at the end of Achrei Mois. There the Torah is talking about stam arayis, relationships that are forbidden. Ish ish el she'er b'saray le'sikru v'legalis erva ani Hashem. There the Torah is warning us about having any relationship with the relatives who are forbidden, and the Torah introduces a fascinating term, lo sikruvu. It says lo sikruvu. I guess we could say in English, do not approach. Lo sikruvu. Don't come near. Lo sikruvu. Legabe nida. Vel isha benidas tumasa le sikrav. Legalois ervasa. And when the woman is nida, the Torah says two things. Lois sikrav, again, a lashon of kirva, closeness. Lois sikrav, and then legalois erva. Now, legalois erva, we're familiar with that. That's in all of the psukim of Gilei Arayis. Legalois erva means having an actual relationship. But lois sikravu is unclear. What is meant by lois sikravu? So the Rishonim all bring, we'll see it inside in a moment, the Rishonim bring the Sifra. Chazal and the Teres Kahanim explain to us these psukim and what the definition is of kirva. If you look inside, what you have in front of you on the page, the first piece on top is from the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam. Now the Rambam is in the school of those Rishonim who hold that the Isra of Kirva, again we're not talking about having beer, having a relationship, the Isra of Kirva, approaching, we'll see what that means, approaching the Nida, the Rambam is one of the Rishonim who holds that it's an Isra Deraisa, it's a lav from the Torah, it's an Isra Deraisa. And the Rambam brings the Makar that the other Rishonim bring from the Sifra. V'amitzvah Shin Nun Gimel, look inside. He shehizhironu mikorov la'achas mikol elo ha'arayos. This love is telling us, the Torah is warning us that we are not to become close to, or not to approach any of the forbidden arayas, v'afilu b'lobia, even if there's no actual relationship, there's no sexual relationship, kagon, for instance, chibuk, embracing, unashika, kissing, v'adoyim lahem mipu'ulois haznus, and other activities that are inappropriate, pu'ulos haznus. And where is this from? The pasuk says in Achrei Mois, "Ish ish al kol she'er b'sara lo sikruvu legalos erva." Every man should not approach she'er b'sara, one of those people who he's related to that are forbidden to him. Legalis erva, to uncover the nakedness. Kiloyam le sikruv mehen kiruv yavi legalis erva. It's kilu, the Torah is saying, be careful not to approach, because through kiruv, through getting close, through approaching, it could lead to gilui erva. It could lead to actually being with, sleeping with. Veloshen sifra. And now he brings the Sifra, that is the major source of all of these halachas. The Loshen Sifra, Le'sikruvu Legalis. It says in Pasuk Le'sikruvu Legalis, Ein li ela shelo yigala. The Torah until now, all we've ever spoken about is Gilui Erva, that means sleeping with one of the arayos. Ein li ela shelo yigala, minayin shelo yikruv. how do we know that there's an iser of kirva, of approaching, of engaging in some activity that is an activity of intimacy that could lead to Gilui Arayos? Talmud Loimer Vel Isha Benidas Tumasa Le Sikrov. Says in Pasuk, Le Sikrov, by the Nida. Ain Yele Benida Bal Sikrov, Bal Tegalu Uminayin Lechol Harayos, Shehen Bal Tikrovu, Bal Tegalu. How do we know by all other Arayos? The Pasuk is talking about a Nida. Talmud Loimer Le Sikrov Legalis. And that's what the Torah is telling us, by all Arayos, Le Sikrov Legalis. Now, there are differences, of course, between the other arayas and the woman who's a nida, the wife who's a nida. And we're going to talk about the reason that there are much greater stringencies by the wife who is a nida is obviously because they have a hergel together. They're accustomed to being intimate with each other. Therefore, there have to be greater boundaries to separate between them. They're used to living in a certain state of closeness, and therefore there needs to be more of a distance. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem. Visham, and over there, the Torah tells us that the punishment is kareis. V'nichrusu hanafashos ha'oisos. That the souls, the people who engage in such things, are punished by kareis. Matam lo lefi shenem alei sikufu. It says in the pasuk, in other words, what's the pasuk teaching us? So it says in the pasuk, lefi shenem alei sikufu. Yochli yuchayavin kareis ala kriva. The Sifra says, we might think that there's a chi of kareis, that one is punished with kareis if he violates any of the Yisurim of Kirva, whatever those Yisurim are, that you might think that you're punished with kareis even if you don't sleep with the Nida, even if you just engage in one of these activities of Kirva, you might think that you're chayav kareis, that the person's chayav kareis. Yochel yu chayav in kareis ala kriva tamalema ha'oisais. That's why the pasuk says ha'oisais, and the Sifra learns ha'oisais that actually do the iser. So Sifra understood that it's referring to bia itself, to having a relationship, not just to the kirva. For kirva there's no chiyuv kareis. One is not chayv kareis. The pasuk says tamalama ha'oisais v'la kreivais. And we find that this is repeated in other places. It's repeated different places in the Torah. This is the makar for the Isser. We've learned from here that the simple pshat, so far the simple pshat is that there's a lav mideraisa, there's an Isa deraisa of kirva, of approaching the wife who is neither. And we've also learned that there's no chi of kareis, one is not punished by kareis, but there's a lav. As far as kareis is concerned, that's only if, God forbid, someone has relations with a wife who's a nida. That's ha'oisais, nefoshas ha'oisais. So the pashtas of the Sifra is that we're talking about a deraisa. It's also mashma like this from the Ovis de Rabbi Nosson. We find in the fifth parak of Ovis de Rabbi Nosson, A fascinating lashon. You don't have it in front of you. The Ovis Rabbi Nosson says, "Eizehu siyag she'osas ha'Torah ledvareha." Where do we find a siyag? What's a siyag? A fence, a protective barrier. "Eizehu siyag she'osas ha'Torah ledvareha." Where do we find that the Torah herself creates a siyag, a protective boundary? Now we're used to siyagim from who? From Chazal. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of such protective barriers. Where do we have, it's the obvious Rabbi Nosson seems to be asking, where do we see the concept of siyag in the Torah? We find another place, like by the Nozir. By the Nozir, we could say, there also. So the Medrash in Ovis Rabbi Nosson is asking, where do we find a siyag that the Torah itself is telling us the actual iser is bia, is having a relationship. But due to the seriousness of this particular chait, of this particular sin, and the terrible tumah that it brings into Klal Yisrael and the suffering and so on, the Torah itself instituted a siyag. So obviously Rabbi Nosson says, Ezuf siag shas the Torah devera. Harahu oimer vel isha benidas tumasa le sikrav. Yochel yichab kedne vin ashkena. Perhaps you might think that you're allowed to embrace and to kiss the wife who is in nida. V'yedabri ima dvarim b'teilim. And you could talk about anything that you like. We'll get to that in a few minutes. You could talk dvarim b'teilim. Tamalomer loy sikrav. Loy sikrav. You cannot approach. So the Abbas Reb Nosson seems to also hold that this is an Issa deraisa. Kirva is, we're told clearly that kirva would consist of such acts as kissing and hugging. And the Abbas Reb Nosson introduces Devarim B'Talim. Devarim B'Talim is, for certain relationships, that's the foundation of the entire marriage. Hashem Yirachem. So, but we'll see that there's a specific type of Devar Batal of Devarim B'Talim that Chazal are talking about. That doesn't mean, like, you know, who's taking a carpool today. So we'll, there are, what do we mean, what is the, obviously I'm not saying by Devarim B'Talim, we'll have to see what that means, Devarim B'Talim. Al-Kapanim, again, according to Ovis Rabbi Nosson, it seems that the simple pshat and pasuk is we're dealing with the law from the Torah. In this school of the Rambam, we also find other Rishonim, the Meiri in Nida and Daf Samach Dal Amar Aleph. The Meiri says also clearly, Lo Sikrav, Kloim Lo Sigram, Shetehe Ima, Lidei Kirav. The Meiri learns that Lo Sikrav means do not do anything that would cause, potentially to lead to a relationship. The Rambam we already saw, the Smag, and the Chinuch is Mitzvah Kuf Pei Ches. The Chinuch, as you know, usually follows the view of the Rambam. The Ritva in Shabbos and Daf Yud Gimel. And this is the Hachra of the Shach, Lahaloch in Yerideya, in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, Sif Katan Yud. The Shach is Machriya. That this, in fact, is a siyag midaraisa, it's a protective barrier from the Torah itself, and he supports the view of the Rambam, that the lav is a lav midaraisa. Now, within this shita, that it's nisa deraisa, there's a tremendous machloikis. Within this shita, what is meant by the kirva that the Torah forbids? What is the forbidden kirva? We saw examples of chibuk and nishuk, embracing and kissing. Do we say that any type of intimacy, whether physical intimacy or by saying something and so on, do we say that all of that would fall into the category of the lav of the isser from the Torah? Or do we say that no, there's only a certain type of kirva that the Torah forbids. So, b'negeya to this, there's a tremendous arichas we find in the Achronim, and how they learn pshat in the Rambam. But l'kulei alma, everybody agrees that some of the hachokas, many of the hachokas that we have, l'halocha and Shulchan Aruch, that are, many of them are siyogim that Chazal added. How do we make a distinction between those that are deraisa and those that are derabbanan? It's a very complicated subject. It's more of a lomdisha subject. I don't know if we'll have time to go into that, certainly not for now. But that there are siyogim in this area, midirabbanan is clear. That's beferish in the Mishnah on Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph. The Chazal instituted additional isurim b'negeya to this lav of Lisikrov. Now this is the view of the Rambam, Chinuch Smag, and so on. The Ramban, however, disagrees. Now this machlokes is so important. It's so important. Anybody who learns these halachas, every nafkim in a halacha goes back to the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban, in his Hasogas on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, learns that the whole institution of kirva, this whole institution of approaching, and the barrier to keep a distance between the husband and wife during the nida, this whole institution, according to the Ramban, is midrabbanan. And he brings very convincing and powerful rayas to back up his view that when the Torah says such a lashon, the Torah uses this lashon of sikrivu, of kirva. Kirva means bia, according to the Ramban. It means a sexual relationship. It means sleeping together. According to Ramban, kirva is defined as bia. He does not accept that there are two madregas, that there is kirva that could lead to bia. He says that when the Torah uses the word laisikrivu, it means bia, approaching with the intention of having a relationship. That's how the Ramban learns pshat. What about the Sifra? But we just saw the Rama brings the Sifra. The Ramban learns that the Sifra is an asmach the balma. He does not see this as an ironclad drush, a drusha from the Torah. Again, he brings rayas. We don't have time to go into his rayas from different places in Chazal. He holds that it's an asmachta. What about the Obis Rabbi Nosson? The Ramban also knew that. And it says in the Obis Rabbi Nosson, Siyag, Osis HaTorah L'Devarah, that the Torah made a Siyag, the Torah itself created a Siyag. The Ramban doesn't learn the Pshat like that. The Ramban says that Siyag, Osis HaTorah L'Devarah, the Ramban shows that this Lashon, this term can be used for the Siyagim that Chazal created to protect the Torah. It doesn't mean siyag that the Torah made. Torah, she'asus ha-Torah, means the following. That regarding this din of nida, by using the lashon of kriva, of kirva, by using that lashon, the Torah was instructing Chazal to see to it that they go out of their way, bedavki here, to make sure that they create siyagim in this particular area. So as the simple pshat in Obis Reb Nosson sounds like it's saying that the Torah itself created these barriers, the Ramban learns the pshat in Obis Reb Nosson, Siyoga Osis HaTorah, means that the Torah is instructing the Chachmei HaDoros, the Chachamim throughout the generations, the Torah is instructing them that they should see to it to create barriers, and that's why the Torah uses the lashon of kirva, not just say legalis ervasa, because the Torah is instructing the chachamim to make sure to create siyagim in this area because of the nature of that relationship of a husband and wife and bechlal by arayis. But not to say that the Isser itself, that if a person passes the cup over to his wife, that he is over on a lav and Isser deraisa of kirva. The Isurim are all drabbanan. They're all drabbanan. All the Isurim of kirva drabbanan. The Torah is telling the Chachamim to see to it that they make, particularly in this area, to make strong barriers between the husband and the wife. This view of the Ramban is accepted by Rabbi Yerucham, by the Tashbeitz. The Gra is not a Rishon, but Kilo. And the Gra is very strong in this also. He agrees with the Ramban. There's an interesting tshuva from the Rashba. In the tshuvas of the Rashba, he's mistapig. Is it the Raisa, the Rabbanan? It's not clear in the tshuvas of Rashba. So we have this huge milchama between the Rishonim regarding this issur of kirva. Is it deraisa or is it derabbanan? It's also clear, and we saw a drop of this a moment ago in the lashon of Obis Rabbi Nosson when he speaks about devarim b'teilim, that the issur of hiskarvus, this issur of hiskarvus, whether you say it's deraisa or you say it's derabbanan. But the Isser Viskarvis includes not only Chibuk V'Nishuk, direct, intimate behavior of kissing or hugging, but it includes also certain Isurim of Ri'iya, of seeing. We're going to learn all of these things. In other words, how does the wife dress even in the privacy of the home? How does the wife dress during the time of Isser Nida? Ri'iya, seeing. Shmiya, the Obis Rav Nosson spoke about Devarim B'Teilim. The wife singing Dvarim B'Teilim and so on, we'll talk about. Reyach, with a certain way of taking care of perfume, cosmetics, and so on. There are restrictions regarding how that's to take place during the time of Nida. And Dibur, speech. So all of the dinim of Hachakas are going to address one or more of these different issues. Shmiya Riya, the senses. In order to create this Hachaka between the husband and wife. The Sefer Chinuch tells us, over there in Kuf Peches, the Sefer Chinuch tells us that Noshim are included, the women are also included in this Lav. The Chinuch learns, as we said, like the Rambam, this is the Raisa. And the Chinuch writes, V'nehegez b'chol mokum b'chol zman d'scharm u'nekevois. D'scharm u'nekevois. This is not only an Isra on the husband, but if there is, God forbid, a husband who is careless with this, the wife herself is instructed with a Lav Midaraisa to remove herself from such a situation. Shagam lahen also lahar achar hanoshim zalosi bebaalayim. A woman is also included in these halachas bichlal of staying away from any of their arayas and to be attached to their husbands in kedusha. Mechen also bnei Yisrael hakshevus. And this, the Chinuch says, is the way that bnei Yisrael hakshevus have always conducted themselves. Let's take a look at the lashon of the Sefer Chinuch in Kuf Pei Ches. This is a very important hakdama. Amen. The reason that it's so important that we learn this piece in the Chinuch and then on the bottom from Rav Moshe Zichron Levracha is because I remember must be around 40 years ago there was a certain Orthodox rabbi that was interviewed on television, and the person who was interviewing him was asking about these halachas of a husband and wife when the wife is in nida. It's not something that should be on channel 5, 7, maybe like 11. It's certainly not something that should be in the media, but those are dafka things that the media likes. And this rabbi said an interesting thing. I remember it very clearly. Even then, I thought it was very odd. But the rabbi, who Baruch Hashem is still alive, is a nice person, but the rabbi said, not a particularly well known as a Talmud Chacham, but a nice guy who loves Jews. And he said that, of course, if the woman is embarrassed or the husband's embarrassed, and there's something, you know, if other people see this, then none of these stringencies apply. He said that to the entire listening audience. So there is a musag that people have that I have found in conversations over the years, that when it comes to this halacha of the harchakas, before we even begin to learn the harchakas, we have to have the right frame of mind. There are many people who are married for years and do not have the right frame of mind. Kilu, it's a matter of tastes, of feelings, of, well, this is not something that excites me. I don't find that this is an issue in my life. I don't think that passing over the baby to my wife, or her passing it over to me, is going to lead to anything. It says in Torah, le'sikrivu le'galo, he said, there's no inyan over here of any kind of a kirva. It's just a practical thing. What am I supposed to do? Put the kid down on the roof of the car? People drive away like that sometimes, you know. So, I never did that. I once did it with my talis and tefillin on the roof of the car years ago. But never with a kid. Left a kid behind, but never had one on the roof. So there is this feeling when it comes to this inyan, ani esevelay echta, that I'm not worried about these things. And I've seen this liberal attitude from Jews who consider themselves to be the most from the most charedish people, to Jews who are consider themselves to be modern Orthodox Jews, and everything in between. That people take certain liberties with this halacha. Everything that we're going to be learning over the next couple of months, and Mitzvah and get to this, I will tell you in the Rakulas, I promise you, believe me, I will tell you the different shittas. And I'm not here to promote a chomerdiker view of these inyanim, bechlal not. to give a fair picture of the different shitas. But that there's an attitude of kalus roish, that has to be spoken about before we go any further. So let's learn the chinuch inside. It's in the middle of the page. Kuf bei ches in the chinuch. Va'ata b'ni. And now my son, he is zayr al zama'oid. Be very careful with this. He's talking about the lav of le'sikrivu. His zayr al zama'oid va'al yafticha'cha yitzrecha. Don't trust in your yetzer. I mean, don't trust in your better instincts. Vim elef arayvim yiten lecha. Even if he gives you 1,000, even if your yetzer atayv gives you 1,000 guarantors, so to speak, an arav, and tells you 1,000 good svaris, why, there's nothing to worry about. Now you might say that there are a number of things you've found in the Gemara that are contradicting the strong words I just said to you, that do not listen to anything of your Yetzer HaToiv or Yetzer Hara that tells you that you could be a little bit lenient in this lav. You might find a few Gemaras that contradict this claim. Shafil b'mesha also zechrein levrocha b'noshim la'yuktsas mehen chayshishin. You might dig up some chazals that would seem to indicate that some of the chacham were not so strict with these things. Ein zestira klal advari. It is not a contradiction at all what I'm telling you. It does not contradict at all what I'm telling you. D'vamokam mitzvah hudavke shohi mekilin ktsas. We do find in a state, in a situation of mitzvah, we do find that some of the chachamim were more lenient. This is one gemara the lav the bachim know, even though they don't know how to spell bav mitzvah. This is gemara they know. Rabbi Yerchan used to sit outside the mikveh. Rabbi Yerchan used to sit outside the mikveh in order that the women would look at him. He was, as you know, Rabbi Yochanan was exceedingly beautiful, his appearances. And the women would be able to see him when they would come right out, when they would go to the mikveh before they went home. They would see Rabbi Yochanan, v'yalidu banim noim kemoisai, and this would have some sort of an effect, that they would give birth to children who were also healthy and attractive children, babies. V'hu loy hayim mistaka ben chalila. And Rabbi Yochanan would never ever look at the women himself, Chalila. Rabbi Dahavanokit Kalosa al Kaspe, and we even find such a shocking thing that there were Tanoim that would carry the Kala on their shoulders. Kalosa Pashtus is the daughter in law. Now this is, you know, you've all heard of a mitzvah tans, but this is over the top. This is not a mitzvah tans. A kaspe on the shoulders. A daughter-in-law. Le mitzvah hu shahi oisa kein kedei l'samcha. So this was a mitzvah kedei l'samcha to be misamech the kala. You've seen things like this, uktsas in yonim kayotze beim. Some things like this you've seen in Chazal. So first the chinuch says that it was ledvar mitzvah. Ledvar mitzvah, but that's not the ikkah, because if we would ever hear about an adam gadol doing such a thing, no dvar mitzvah would justify this behavior. So the chinuch continues and writes, v'oid shehem zechron levracha hayukim alochim. We're talking about tanoim and amaroim, who are mamish like malochim. Mamish like malochim. So Rabbi Yochanan said that to me, so they asked, how could you sit over there like that by the mikveh? So you remember what his answer was, that they looked to me like white geese. A lashon like that. The women, I don't see that anything when I look at them. I don't see anything there. So I remember also, it must have been like 35 years ago, I was in NCSY Shabbaton in Camp Tagola. You remember that place? Camp Tagola. Now I think it's Camp Shira. But then it used to be Camp Tagola. There's a lot of stuff going on there, Mazar Shabbos.
They called it Camp Tagala.
Tagala. Vesikru v'legalo yisar vasa. Came to gala. Okay. So I remember there was an MCSY Shabbaton, and a friend of mine used to sometimes bring me to these Shabbatons to talk. And there was a huge, the whole lunch was filled with chevra, and it was like a question I gave it. It wasn't this question and answer. So sure enough, there was a bacher, raised his hand, said his name, so and so, fine. What do you want to ask? He starts to make fun. He says, this chazal he heard, the Rabbi Yochanan sat by the mikveh. And they asked him, how could you sit like that? So he said that they look like white geese. So the bacher says, in front of 500 kids, he says, that's how all girls look to me, like white geese. He starts to make fun like that. So, and everybody's laughing. So I said to him, his name is Ari. I said, Ari, the difference between you and Rabbi Yochanan is, when Rabbi Yochanan looked at the, when Rabbi Yochanan saw women, he thought of geese. When you look at geese, you think of women. It's a big chilik between the two of you and Rabbi Yochanan. Everything you look at, that's all you see. And all the girls like nodding. They know this guy. Stay away from this guy. What do you have a musig of the Tanoim and Amoraim? Have a musig. If someone would say to you that the Amshin of a Rebbe, the answer is that he should be well. Who's a Kaddish Venoira? Couldn't do such a thing. If someone said to you, they're a Tzvi Meir. There's a woman here in the neighborhood that lived in Muncie. When she grew up in Muncie, she used to babysit for Tzvi Meir. She told my wife that from the time that he was a little, when he was a little boy, that he never ever looked at her. When she was babysitting for him, he used to go like this. He used to. So here we're talking about Tanoim and Amoraim. So the Chinuch writes, "Veishem zechon levroch, how you come aloch? These are malachim. These are angels." Shlaya iskra mafilu shah kalikim b'terah torah mitzvahs. The whole mitzvahs was torah mitzvahs. Not only did Jews know this, but the whole world knew this about them, that they were holy mamish like angels. They were not in this whole sugya of these kind of physical sensations, because they were in a constant state of dvekus. So he's telling his son, listen, ask kashas from this Tana, from that Amora. It's a good kasha. What about the Rambam? What about the Ramban? It's a kasha. He says, Anachnu Akshav, Einon Lifrat Safilo Geder Cotton Ben Yonam Elu Klal. As far as we're concerned, of course, the Chinn is talking at the time of the Zerishin. As far as we're concerned, Einon Lifrat Safilo Geder Cotton Ben Yonam Elu Klal. We're not allowed to even violate, to break through the tiniest little fence, even a Geder Cotton, that we have instituted from the Chacham and from the Poskim. Ela Lishma Kol HaRechaikim Shahidiyunu Zechron Levacha Befat. But our job is to observe all of the Hachokas that they instructed us, all of the details. Now listen to what he says, an interesting thing. The Chacham talk about this sentence. And even if there are certain things, Shaloi Hiskiru Haim. The Chazal, we don't find the Chazal. The Chazal never mentioned anywhere. Yeshal kol echad v'echad lasois, kifi ma sheyimtzez gufay muchan k'may shamanu. Each person himself should be honest with himself. So the Chinuch seems to be saying that even though we have our Chokis from Chazal, and Shulchan Aruch, well, he was of course before Shulchan Aruch, but we have our Chokis that were instituted by the Chachamim, he says it is also left up to the individual person to know himself. Not to be lenient. You can't be lenient even if there's something you say, I don't need, this thing doesn't bother me at all, I don't care about it. You're never allowed to be lenient. But as far as being more machmir, if there's a certain inyan that you feel that legabi yourself, it would be prudent, wise, and erlich to be more machmir, even more than Chazal. Of course, that has to be done together with speaking to a Talmud Chacham. The Rishon does not want that there should be friction between a husband and a wife. You have somebody that's a Mishigan, and you have women that are walking around with burkas now. They will tell you it's a harchok. Nebuch people are not well. So this has to be done properly according to the Torah. But the Chinuch says this interesting thing. Each person is different, and therefore he says that that person, his own guf, he's the balabos of his own body, and he knows whether there's a certain inyan that he's more sensitive to, and he should be careful. If he finds that in his own life that he it would be helpful for him to have an additional geder, even if something is mutter, he should make that geder. Again, it has to be careful to be done al pi halacha. Even though you're allowed to be alone with your daughter, but this particular tzaddik took upon himself an extra hachokah, that he was stricter in the laws of Yichud because there are all kinds of strange things going on in the world. And what he was worried about theoretically back in those days, every single tayeva of the world, whatever the Isaac and all Maisek Knan and Eretz Mitzrayim, we see lo aleinu, is now open and is now part of the society that we're living in. All Maisei Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Canaan is now here. So the Chinuch introduces this concept of an additional siyag that's left up to the individual. We're not going to go into that. That's a person that has common sense and that needs to be discussed individually with the Talmud Chacham. Now, what's the reason for the achakas? We find in the Rishonim that there are two reasons. And it's interesting, we'll see afterwards from Rav Moshe a little bit, whether there are any nafkiminis. There are two reasons that we find in the Rishonim. The first is achshash, that if there's going to be kir of hadas, if there's going to be some demonstration of intimacy, then the Yetzahara is going to take over, and they could chalila be over on the Issa Chomor of Gilui Erva, of actually sleeping together. This is the view that's brought from the Ra'avan, not the Ramban, the Ra'avan, and many Mishayim. The second reason for the Harchakis is there's a chash that even with the best intentions, that a person might forget that the wife is in either. He just might forget they're together for the day, whatever it is. You might forget that she's an Ida, and it could potentially lead to them being together, to being an Isa. This is found first in the Rav Yah, who is actually the Ravan's grandson. It's found in the Rav Yah. There are Moshe finds in Zechon Levracha. In the second Chelik of Yeredeya, Simon Ayin Zayin, which we're going to see a quote from in a minute, there, Rav Moshe brings these two dais, the two dais of the Rishonim, and says, "L'halacha v'choshesh l'shneim." The l'halacha, we're strict and we follow both of these. What's the nafkimina? Why? What does he mean that we're choshesh for both? So Rav Moshe explains that there are certain harchokas we're going to learn about that objectively, the act itself of that harchaka is a demonstration of chiba, of affection. Objectively, it's a demonstration of chiba. For instance, the example that Rav Moshe brings there is sharing a drink, drinking from the same cup. Or the leftovers, eating from one plate and so on. So Rav Moshe says that objectively there's a demonstration of chiba that could cause the Yetzirah to become ignited, because there's a certain intimacy. By definition, the act is an act of intimacy. So that Rav Moshe says v'choshes is for the view of the Ra'avan, that if there's going to be an act that, by definition, there's a kiruv of das, there's a certain intimacy, then they can get carried away. So we're strict in that respect. Then Rav Moshe says, there are certain other harchakas we're going to learn, that they're not because that the act itself is objectively a demonstration of warmth and affection, and there's nothing suggestive in the act itself, but rather in the course of the daily routines, since a husband and wife are so familiar with each other, it's necessary that because we're afraid that they might forget, it's necessary that there be certain hecker, that there be certain way of reminding each other of how they sit at the table. Not because there's anything by definition, not sharing the food, but how they sit at the tables, we're going to learn these halachas. Not because there's anything suggestive in that way of eating, but since it's so much a part of the daily routine, it could be that the husband and wife just that there'll be a shikha, that they're used to a certain kind of a life together, and they might forget, and they could end up, God forbid, doing an aveira. Therefore, Chazal, Rav Moshe explains, Chazal instituted certain harchokas to act as a hecker, as a constant reminder, that she's also now, as a reminder. Not because the act itself is by definition one of intimacy, that going to be have a Yetzahara. It's not the meaning of intimacy, and it's not a Yetzahara. But there are certain harchokas that Chazal instituted to be proactive simonim, as reminders that is a nida, that you're forbidden to each other. And we're going to see throughout all the hachokas that we're going to learn, right away you're going to realize, oh, this is one that's an inyan of kiruv das. This is one that objectively there's a problem of intimacy that could lead to something. And there are others that you would say, yeah, there's no real objective intimacy, and there's no sign of chiba in this. There's no chiba in this. There's no show of affection. So what is it? So then we understand, it's the Rav Yo's view, that it's not just a matter of affection, but Chazal wanted to be proactive and to create a certain distance, that there be a heker, a reminder, that the husband and wife to know it's a certain time of the month, and we have to be apart from each other. The Poskim have written that we're not allowed to be mekel with the harchakas. We're not allowed to be mekel with the harchakas, even if there are other people who will take note that there's something strange and different about how the husband and wife are acting with each other. There's a very strong lashon we have from the Maharshal. You don't have it on the page. It's brought down in the Drisha at the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadik Hei, which is our Siman. This is the Siman of the Harchokas that we're learning. It's brought down in the Drisha. The Mashal's Lashon is as follows. Just listen. The husbands who eat with their wives in the usual way, without the proper Harchokas, whatever those are, we'll talk about. I mean, you know them, we'll just review them. Mitzvah will begin next week. Because they don't want the household to know that it's a time of need. They don't want the children or the relatives, whatever, to know that there's a time of need. They're embarrassed. So the Mashal says the embarrassment is to be over al divrei chachamim. If you're embarrassed, you should be embarrassed to be over from what Chazal is saying. But instead, they're embarrassed from the people. So he writes, Niskabsu ha-kehilas. There, a meeting took place between the kehilas, the bezdins from different kehilas. I don't know historically when or what that was, but there was a meeting that took place. The kostru cherem alza. And a cherem, an excommunication, was written for anybody who is lenient in the laws of our harchakas, because he's embarrassed, and she's embarrassed. I don't know, again, historically what that was, but the Maharshal says, Niskabtsu ha-kehilas v'kosu cherem alzeh. There was a kibbutz of kehilas. Maharshal lived in Poland. There was a kibbutz of kehilas. And a cherem was enacted against this. This stringency of sticking to the harchakas, even if there are other people that will notice it. That's even if there are people who are not shomer Torah mitzvahs. You have this a lot with the balei tshuva, relatives that are not frum, and so on. In front of strangers, people are not frum. It's at all times. Now let's look inside of Moshe's tshuva. The last piece on the page, very quickly. Rav Moshe was asked straight out this question that rabbi on the television botched up. And he was asked, what if it's a bizarre? I mean, the wife feels it's humiliating. She feels humiliating. The couple feels it's humiliating. They have to put the baby down and pick up, and everybody's going to know what my status is. And it's their Indian, and it's embarrassing. He says, so the tain is, what about kavod habriyos? Chazal was so careful to protect the dignity of a person, and here their personal life becomes an open book in front of other people. So what about kavod habriyos? So Moshe writes, Lo chashu. Kavod habriyos was not, there's no chash, that's not the inyan here. Lo chashu, we're not afraid of kavod habriyos. Mishum she'em b'zeh bizayin. He said, of course, the lady says, what do you mean, I'm embarrassed. But Rav Moshe says, first of all, even psychologically, there shouldn't be a bizayin kol kach. The yadu l'kol sh'anoshim he'ni does yud b'zayin b'chol chaydish. But there's some sort of a secret that women are nidus the average of 12 days a month. Half a month, a woman is a nida. B'chol chaydish, k'shein and zekeinus, if they're not old, loy mubaros are pregnant, but shvichin l'srachim, yibalein, bezit varm. And they have to, during the time of Nida, which they have to have achakas, they stay away. V'adrava, harbe hoyu loybshes, begodim yuchodim, l'meh nidus, we find in the Gemara, and in the Rishonim, that there were women who wore special clothing during the time that they were needed. They had certain clothing that they wore when they were needed. And everybody knew what the clothing meant. They didn't wear like a scarlet nun for Nida, but they wore levushim, and it was known that the levush was a levush of Nida. Umezeh hayu yoides hashcheinus shehi Nida, and all the neighbors everybody knew that she's a Nida. It was never seen as a busha. That's the teva of the world. Amishlo hayu mizbaishes bezet. This was never considered to be a busha. Mashem is basic. She nimtzeis him elu she'ein and shomer dinei Torah. Aye, but what about the embarrassment when these people are not Orthodox and they see strange things that you're not doing things in the regular way? We can explain. And these are not from people. From people, this is that's everybody knows that. But what about people who are not from? She nimtzeis him elu she'ein and shomer dinei Torah. Ein lahachshev boishes kazel lekavod habriyos. Rav Moshe writes, and you know that Rav Moshe was very, very sensitive and very, very moderate in all of his views. Rav Moshe says, "Ein lahachshev ha-boishes kazel lekavod habriyos." This is not considered in halacha to be kavod habriyos, human, an issue of dignity, of human dignity, of sensitivity. Ein lahachshev boishes kazel lekavod habriyos lahati yisurim. Even if that particular girl feels a little bit, she's uncomfortable. We're not going to be matir any yisurim. There's no kavod habriyos here to allow any isur to be violated. Va'af loy minhag yisrael b'shvil zeh, and not the slightest, tiniest little minhag yisrael is justified because of this issue of kavod habriyos. Kaven the other abba, Rav Moshe says, other abba, toiv sheloy tizbayesh. A Jewish woman should not be embarrassed for who she is. Taif shaloit is bayish. Aflif nein, bekiyim mitzvah satayra. A Jewish woman should be able to say that she's proud, that this is a mitzvah of the Torah, and not to be embarrassed. It's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Lo yis bayish from the hamaligin alav. That's the Ramah, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Not to be embarrassed if people make fun of you. What are you doing? What kind of thing? There's some like ancient ritual from some African tribe that they put you in a hut somewhere to sit, you know, during the time that you're having your period. So Moshe says, "B'chlal, what's the meaning of kavod habriyos?" So you might think that kavod habriyos is a very personal matter. I'm embarrassed. But Moshe says that's not how it works. You're embarrassed? Get over it. go for help. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Kaidim in front of frum people was the embarrassment. And if somebody's not frum, you're embarrassed because you're a frum person. You're a Jew. So the Moshe says, Toiv Shaloi, Adarabba, Toiv Shaloi, Kizbaya Shafel Vnei, Bekim Mitzis Atoiv. Yeah.
So I think I remember when we learned this with Binyamin a few summers ago, I thought that even in the way that the person puts down the cup at the Friday night table is an Indian of Tznius for the wife not to announce this is a time that we are having relations. This
correct.
We're not having relations. So
correct.
As opposed to just announcing, we're a couple that's Shomer Nidah. So it's
correct.
That there is an Indian.
We're going to learn that within the guidelines of Hilchas Nidah, halacha is sensitive to a woman feeling that her privacy is being violated. Halacha is sensitive to it. What Rav Moshe is saying is that as long as you stay within the guidelines, mm-hmm. and you stick to all the prati adinim, which halacha does give away how to do that, what kind of a hacker do you use? Again, you don't have to have a sign. You don't have to have a sign at the table, usher. You have to have a sign at the table, and it can be done in such a way, we're going to see in halacha, that it can be discreet. And faket, halacha prefers discretion. What does everybody have to know to talk about this Indian? It prefers discretion. But the discretion is only within the misgeres of Hilchas Nidah. What Rav Moshe is talking about is what that rabbi was saying on the television, is that one can violate the harchakas because of discretion. That Rav Moshe says, b'shum oifen not. But whenever it's in Hilchas Nidah and you're within Psak Halacha, Tznius is always the way to go. The more tzanua that we see that in Halacha when it comes to trying to conceal one's delel tevila, that the people, the kids should know that she's going to the mikveh. So we're going to say we're proud, but it's there's discretion in this Tznius. What does everybody have to think what the husband and wife are doing? But if it's a matter of kavod habrias, especially when it comes to them being apart, there's more of a concern when there's a thought of them being together. But when they're being apart, there, as long as it's within the misgeres of halacha, fine. Anything we try as much sneeze as possible. But outside of that, Rav Moshe says there's no inyan of kavod habrias. That's who you are, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. Period. That's how we live. So Bez Hashem, we'll have a shiur next week at this time, and we'll begin to go through I'll follow the order of Shulchan Aruch, but I'm going to try to include all the different shittas of the poskim, and we'll begin Mitzvah to work on the sugya.